safe to show.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning. 6:09. Static Radio, Steve-O and Mitch, and we're here.
Here we are.
Of course, we've been here every day since we're supposed to be here.
Yes, it's definitely what we do. We're just here.
It's a little early for me, I'm not going to lie.
It's a little early. It's Monday. I feel like this is completely new, and I don't know. I'm really out of it right now.
I am with you. That's exactly how I'm feeling right now.
I'm out of it because I woke up 25 minutes ago.
That's pretty good. I mean, come on.
I've never been... I'm awake, but I'm, like, kind of jittery.
Right.
And
you're like, I'm going to be late!
Yeah, but luckily...
You finally had that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone has that moment.
When you had hair, you came in, your hair was just like... everywhere.
Well, yeah, I was like that every day.
You just didn't do your hair.
I never did my hair. What was the point?
Oh, honestly. I don't know. You spend a lot of money on those haircuts.
Truth. But
I understood, like, what happened every morning now. Because I have hair, and I'm a girl. I should probably do it.
Hey, whatever. Whatever. It's radio. That's why I'm in radio.
Yeah,
not
there's
like
this
TV.
Webcam thing.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, gosh.
Whatever. You know, it adds like 15 pounds.
So you
look like you weigh at least 90 pounds. So, just saying.
Yeah. But I wish it would give me height as well.
Right. Oh, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, back from vacation.
Yes, how'd it go?
Vacation was incredible. Can I just say that?
I saw Instagram pictures.
Yeah. You almost cried.
I did.
I almost
for
cried.
You.
Yeah.
And I don't even like
know who
care.
I'm talking about. So, went away, took the family on vacation last week. Went to Denver to visit our dear friends Ramsey and Audra and catch some baseball games and hang out. Now, the funny thing is, my vacation was incredible. God is good. Can I just say that?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, cool. Because actually what happened on vacation, and it's becoming a common occurrence because a year ago we went on vacation. We always drive everywhere because we're like, it's cheaper to drive. So we drove, and my air conditioner ended up breaking in between Albuquerque and Arizona when we went out to California. And it cost us a few $100s in Holbrook, Arizona, and they totally ripped us off, and it still didn't work. And it was a terrible experience.
It's awful.
So this time around, I'm like... yeah, vacation, and we're going to Denver, and it's going to be great. It's not going to be super hot, so our car's going to be cool. Oh, wait, what? Our brakes and rotors are shot because there was an electrical yada-yada, and something melted to this, and it was awful. $500. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for not ripping us off big time. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, $500. So I totally just went right past it because... it was such an incredible weekend that I had already forgotten about it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that happened. And we had to go to a Jeep dealership in Denver. Yeah.
Jeep dealership.
And dealerships, you know what I mean? It's like, sweet. But, you know, they were really kind, of course, because they were like, hey, yeah, no, this is no problem. We're totally going to take all your money. So they did. But it was still an outstanding day because that day we went to the ballpark. To go see a baseball game. Caught the Colorado Rockies versus the Angels, which is our team.
Oh, yes. That is your team.
And, dude, we camped out. Like, we got there really early. We were, like, the first ones in line at the door.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So when they opened the doors, like, raced in, rushed out there. Batting practice, home run ball, hit our way. It caught the ball. So I was, like, super dad. So we got a home run ball, which was already like the coolest thing in the universe. And then, okay, I got to tell this story, and you're not going to care because you're not a baseball person, but our favorite player in the universe is Torii Hunter. He's the coolest dude. He's number 48, and he's our favorite. He's been a Halo since like 03, I believe. He was a Minnesota Twin back in the day. He's been a Halo for an angel.
A Halo.
Halo,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I got
for
it.
For a long time. And we're all big fans.
Right.
We loves us some Torii Hunter. He's a really good dude. In fact, he just got back with the team because his son was in the news recently because he was arrested, and it was a big, scary deal, and it was sad. And he's a Christian. And so my heart broke for him, and we've been praying for him. And so big fan.
Right.
Big fan. So anyways, so we go out down there, you know, because our tickets are by the dugout, and we're like waiting, you know, a couple hours early, and they're warming up, and then they're batting practice, and they're running back and forth, and I'm like yelling, "Dory! Dory!"
You're a fangirl.
Yeah, I'm a fangirl. "Dory! 8 and 6 year old. Just keep pointing at Jack and Luke. Big fans, I love you. Drove a long way. Dory!" And he was like, I'm sorry, I got it, you know, and like nobody signs autographs. They don't do that. You know what I mean? They
right.
Maybe one guy will come up and, you know, sign a couple balls and then run away, you know, but nobody was signing at all because there's, you know, 200 people already like standing at the edge of the thing just
right.
screaming. And half of them are really rude. In fact, okay, the first half of the story really angered me because we have a couple catchers, Hank Conger, we have John Hester. And we have Bobby Wilson.
Oh,
well,
Bobby, yes.
Of course. Bobby Wilson and Hank Conger were both warming up together, you know. And so I'm like, "Hank, welcome to the bigs, man." Because he was in AAA and he came up to the bigs. So I'm like yelling stuff. So he pulls a baseball out of his back pocket and throws it to Jack and Luke. And some taller, like mid-school kid leaned over in front of my kids and caught the ball.
Oh! I'd be like, "Oh, no, I'd smack that out of his
hand."
And
I'm like, and Chrissy's like, it's okay. And I'm like, in front of my kids for a ball that was thrown to my kids. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'll be cool. So then about 10 minutes later, Bobby Wilson's coming in. I'm like, "Bobby, yeah, right on." And he looks over and he does a little salute and he throws a baseball towards us. And the same kid reaches out in front of my kids and grabs the ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, before I could say anything, this mom next to me just goes off on him. "If you were my kid, blah, 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 blah." He still kept both balls.
Oh,
To be sure. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a jerk face. But that's cool.
I'm imagining what he looks like.
Huh?
Oh, he was a jerk face. It's fine. He was a kid.
So I it took everything in me not to say anything because I'm like, "Dude, you just got in front of my kids."
You're like crying
for a baseball. But then I realized it's just a stupid baseball, and my kids were like, "That was lame." And I said, "Yes, it was lame, son, but that's cool because God is still good, and you guys are cool. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be okay because something cool will happen to you. I promise." Well, sure enough, you know, Torrey Hunter's running out and he's like, I'm sorry, I can't, I gotta go. And I'm just pointing at my kids the whole time. Like, "These guys love you."
Yes.
And they were like the smallest of the small. Everybody else was like, you know,
huge,
teenagers and all these big, you know, "Hey, sign me this so I can sell it on eBay in 10 minutes, you know? And then there's the little kids who are fans. And so he ran out and doing more things and playing catch in the outfield. And they all went in. And then nobody signed anything. They all went into the dugout, went into the clubhouse and got ready for the game. Because they wear warm-up gear, and then they have completely different jerseys for the actual game.
I want that.
I know, right? And so anyways, after all is said and done, it's like 15 minutes before the game. And it's like, well, it's getting really close to game time. Nothing's going to happen. And so Torrey actually came back out. Torrey Hunter, who's like the captain of the Angels, who is our favorite player. And he specifically walks over to Jack and Luke. And it was awesome. Dude, he signed the ball that we caught, the home run ball that we caught. He signed their hats. He signed Luke's glove. And they were just in awe. Well, the day before, he hit 2 home runs, which is a pretty good game.
Yeah.
And we were there. We got to see it. And so Jack, in his little 8-year-old sweetness, goes, "I hope you hit 2 more home runs today like you did yesterday, because that was awesome." And he looks down and he says, "I hope I do too. That was awesome." And then I got to talk to him about how we've been praying for him and told him about Static Radio and, you know, working here. And that we've been praying for him and his family. And it was just a really happy, cool moment.
That is so cool.
And our boys were grinning ear to ear, and nothing mattered after that because their favorite baseball player in the universe signed their baseball, and it was really sweet. So
I saw those pictures, and I don't care about baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, I try. Cannon corn. Got it. But I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
so
epic.
Cool.
And then the Angels proceeded to knock the tar out of the Rockies 11-5. So
that's nice.
It was pretty sweet. Yeah. Stever.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man. Good to be back.
Do anything cool over the weekend?
I just told a really long story, and I just don't, you know. So, nah, you know.
No.
It's all right. So,
is he gone?
I think he's gone. Is he gone?
I think he was making fun of you.
Wow. It was really lame. He just left.
Way to burst a bubble.
So, it was a great weekend.
Yeah?
Had a fantastic time. Yeah, we took him to this place called, have you ever heard of Casa Bonita?
Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita.
What is that? Yeah. Is that the commercial board or something?
No, that's just how I see it.
Oh. It's, yeah. Have you ever been to Casa Bonita?
I've went once and my stomach made me want to...
Exactly.
I want to be like last week's zombies, rip my stomach out and just throw it at someone.
Yeah, so the whole weekend we were in Denver, we did a lot of fun things. And that day we went to the baseball game, and afterwards we went to like the mall. There was a new Disney store opening, you know, and stuff like that. And it was like, no, that's not as cool anymore. And we just saw like the coolest game ever and their favorite base. How are we going to top this? So we're should we take them? And so we're driving. We start driving towards Casa Bonita. And for those who don't know Casa Bonita, it's a restaurant in
It's not
Denver.
A good one.
It's like a... I don't know how you would...
They're constantly acting things out, and they put on a show for you. There's a lot of guys
it's
jumping
Chuck E. Cheese with humans.
Yes.
Because you still have the same vibe of germs.
Yeah.
Everywhere, and it's really disgusting. But you feel that way about the food. It's like it's like Carlos y Queso. There it is. Because it's like the Mexican restaurant version of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Because it's all Mexican food. And our kids were smarter than that and still ordered the burgers. Because I'm telling you, it's like Monday, and me with still stomach, I'm still like... kind of recovering from it. Why did we do that?
But yeah, it's bad.
It was kind of like the experience that we didn't want to, but we felt we needed to. But then in the end, we're like, you know,
we could have just with some TV.
Got in the car afterwards, and it was like, cool. Don't ever have to do that again for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
know what I mean.
I went a few years ago on a leaders trip for our youth ministry, and I regretted. I ate two tacos. Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was sick.
It was kind of like Poncho's, which is now closed. In fact, I was looking online because I'm like, dude, is Casa Bonita still around? Is it still even open?
Oh,
and I looked it up. Well, apparently it's the only one. Like, they used to have a bunch.
I didn't know that.
And they're all gone. Except for the one in Denver. That's like the only one left. And there's like this huge waterfall diving area. And
that's all I remember.
I almost had enchiladas all over my lap because we were eating, and all of a sudden a gun went off behind me. Yeah, right?
What?
Oh, it's cool. It's the sheriff that's walking by with this big old like pop gun thing shooting blanks at
your table?
At the pirate that then fell over off into the waterfall. You know, it was just like, okay.
We ate in this really sketchy room. Like, they're like, oh, you have this big of a group? We had like 20 people with us.
Yeah.
And we were like led down into like...
You're in the conquistador room.
Probably. It was like, it looked like the room was like lined with gold.
Oh, yeah. You were in like the... We didn't go in there because it looked...
Scary.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. I sat down. I'm like, I don't know about
this. Yeah, it was like Coronado's room or something like that.
It was
all gold lined.
It looked very royal.
Little gold flakes of spray paint falling into your food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to get poisoning in here.
I'm sure like 70 years ago, it was like the attraction. Place. Come on, come on. But now it's like, don't touch it. Don't touch anything. Do not. Okay. We're going to go wash our hands because you're about to eat tacos, but then you go in the bathroom, you're like, okay, second thought, Purell. Purell it up.
At the table.
Yeah.
Before you eat.
One of those vacations.
Dumping Purell on my food.
Yeah.
Dude. It's probably better for you at that point.
So needless to say. But yeah, we had fun. We had a good weekend. How was the rummage sale?
Oh, it was good. It went really well. They made quite a bit of money.
Good.
In one weekend. So it was really cool. But you know what the difference with this rummage sale and last year's rummage sale that
there
had?
There was cool stuff this year?
There wasn't just junk everywhere.
Good.
So it was a really cool rummage sale. They sold all of their stuff, like all of their amazing stuff, like within the first 2 hours.
See, that's fresh.
Yeah.
That's good. So, yay!
It was good.
And speaking of cool stuff that happened this weekend, we'll have to talk about this coming up, but Battle of the Bands!
Battle of the Bands! Yes, it definitely did happen.
I want to talk about that because I want to hear all of the fun details.
I can tell you.
Yeah, I missed it. I was on vacation.
Boo.
Whatever. Did you hear the story I just told? Here, I'll start over. I'm just kidding.
No.
Love Drug, Wild Blood, Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Good morning!
Hello! Trying to throw me off guard, huh?
I am Static Radio. You just heard from Day to Remember Culture Shock right there. In fact, all the details on Culture Shock at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah. That's good.
That's how I do. It is Monday.
Obviously in my life.
Yes.
It's Monday.
And being that it's Monday, coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Cover to Cover. It's a few hours away, but you can still get your suggestions in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm feeling great. Can I just say that?
Yeah, you can. I can tell. You walked in and you weren't like,
Dude, vacation. Vacation is like rejuvenating, invigorating, and something-inating.
I didn't have a weekend.
Why?
Because I was so busy. Like, I ended it with Battle of the Bands.
Oh, that's right. Battle of the Bands.
Which is really, really cool, but I was exhausted
after.
Long
day Friday, yeah.
Yeah, long day Saturday as well, and then Sunday just was even longer because I had a wedding to go to. So...
That doesn't seem... I guess because I'm on vacation, I'm like, dude, whatever. We were up at 7. We went out to this place. We got our car taken care of. We went to the baseball park. We camped out in line for 2 hours to get into the game. 2 hours before it started. So we were there for a total of like 8 hours at a ballpark with the sun blaring down on us, getting nice little...
That's a nice tan.
Nice little tan going on right now. Tan that's a little reddish.
Yeah.
Dude, then we went straight to a new mall that had opened a blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah, and then my wife dragged me to IKEA, and then dude, please.
Did you get some stuff from IKEA?
Maybe.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, of course. The ladies are always excited. The guys are pissed because then I have to go home and build things for 7 hours.
Yeah, but you can't tell me you're not excited about it.
Maybe.
See? What'd you get? See, that's what I'm interested in.
You're interested. So you went shopping? Huh? So I got some new shoes.
They look good.
I got a new shirt.
I didn't notice that was new.
This is new.
Okay.
Got a new Green Lantern shirt. Got a bunch of new stuff, actually. Because they have, in Castle Rock, they have that huge, like, we spent, like, 3 hours there. It was ridiculous.
So good.
I will say that I got an authentic pair of Denver Nuggets basketball shorts, the actual shorts they wear when they're playing the game.
Are they the Nuggets?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Denver Nuggets.
I didn't know.
The NBA team. My NBA team. I also got a Denver Nuggets hat.
You have an NBA team?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Do you have a WNBA?
Oh, no. No, because I'm a dude. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Said.
I can't get on the WNBA, though.
Wow.
My wife.
That was rude.
Whatever. My wife played. Me and my wife go back and forth because she played high school ball. She actually was supposed to go to TCU. She got offered to go to TCU to play, and she did not. She did not go. She wanted to be a rock star instead and joined the Echoing Green and did all that.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Worked out for her.
Chose her path.
Yes.
I'm glad because it worked out for me, too.
Exactly.
Because she... Never mind.
Done.
But yes, you
look very new, especially these shoes. Seriously, these shoes change your entire look.
Really?
I think you're a completely different person now. They look good.
Maybe it's because my feet don't hurt. Because for the first time in, I can't even remember how many years, I did not buy a pair of Cons. Like, we were out at the outlet place, and they're like, these shoes, 80% off. Like, everything's, it's ridiculous.
Do you think so, you're done with Chucks? With Chuck Taylor?
I was actually looking at a pair, and Chrissy said, no.
Wow.
No more. Because you buy a pair of Chucks, and then 3 months later, they're thrashed.
Exactly.
They stink, and your feet hurt. So no more Chuck Taylors for
really
you.
Do
no
just
more
like
Cons.
Embalm like your yeah. smell.
Yeah.
Like that's how Chucks are.
It's horrible. And so finally, I was like, okay, because I got like the Superman Chucks. I got like the Green Lantern Chucks. I have all these pairs of Chucks that I wear for like 2 months, and then they get thrashed.
Yeah.
And so
we'll see how long these last. I know because those I said those were Kelly shoes because my husband would wear those shoes.
Yeah.
But he also, like, I don't know what...
These are globes.
They look
like skater shoes.
They're really cool.
The best part The best part is where I bought them at. I bought them at a skate shop out there at the outlet mall. And first of all, I was like, why are they here? You know what I mean? Because it's always like Gap, Saks off Fifth Avenue, you know, like all these big places. And then it's like Zoomies. So I'm in
there. In the middle of all of that.
And I actually bought two pair of shoes. And so I take them up to the counter and they were on clearance. You know, I got these boxes and I set them on the counter. And the guy goes, whoa, that is amazing when you can like get multiple shoes like that for under $50. It's like, think about this, bro. When you trash them, it's going to be like, instead of trashing one pair of $50 shoes, you're like going to be trashing two pair of $25 shoes.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks, bro. It was amazing. My wife, for the rest of the day, I was like, wow, I didn't think of it that way. Thank you. But the rest of the day, Chrissy, that was her go-to for the rest of the day. No matter what we did, it was like, whoa, okay, so instead of getting one cheeseburger, all right, you're eating like two cheeseburgers for the price of one. It was amazing. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Oh,
can I buy my shoes?
That is so funny. I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Like, he belonged working at the skate shop.
That
seriously.
Is so
it was
awesome.
Absolutely amazing. So I loved it.
Did you lose it? I would have lost
no,
it.
No, I was
point.
Like, right on. Okay. Cool,
right on.
Sweet.
You start talking.
You just
like
gotta,
him.
Yeah. You just have to, like, you know, mold and just, okay. Yeah, bro, totally. Kids, get away. I'm trying to act younger and cooler than I really am.
Kids, get away.
Kids, go. Dude, our boys were intense. Because it's a, you know, road trip.
Right?
Road trip with toddlers. Are they toddlers?
No.
When they're 6 and 8?
No, they're not toddlers.
What are they called when they're between 6 and 8?
Children.
Children. Because our boys are children. But yeah. That sounds dumb because it's rhetorical.
They're
of course they're children.
They're children.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Toddlers are between like the age of like 1 and 3.
Who set that rule?
I don't know.
Okay. No.
Your wife.
I know. Because she's in the industry. Yeah. She's in the biz.
Industry.
She's in the biz.
It's not like a performing thing.
Yeah. So we had a blast up in Denver. I'm so glad to be home. Every time I leave somewhere and come back to Albuquerque, I'm reminded how I want to live here for the rest of my life.
It's pretty peaceful. It's definitely the land of entrapment.
Yeah. You'll never leave.
No.
I love it here. I don't ever want to go.
I do too. But I want to see the world.
Why?
Because I've literally been to like surrounding states.
Oh, well then go see the world.
Yeah.
And then you'll come back and be like, yep, it'll make you love this place even more.
I do really enjoy New Mexico. I love New Mexico. Yeah. I'm starting to appreciate it. When I was like 16, it's like last year,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, this place sucks.
Yeah, but we're driving home and we see this big billboard. It's like, why stop here? Keep on through to Moriarty.
No.
And I'm like, Moriarty has a billboard?
Oh, that's so
no,
lame.
No, thank you.
It's so lame.
It was great.
Who's paying for that monthly? We need to talk to them.
Exactly, exactly. But it was in the middle of nowhere, like hours north.
Stop in Moriarty. Yeah. There are fireworks.
Well, it was maybe it was because it was like in between Raton and Las Vegas, New Mexico. It was like, anything's cooler than here. Try Moriarty. I don't know.
Seriously, maybe. I don't know. I feel like
I've never been to Moriarty.
Oh my gosh.
I really haven't. I don't know.
Weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like one street.
I lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Does that count?
No.
No? Is Las Vegas bigger?
I've never been to Las Vegas, New Mexico.
See, you really haven't gotten out. That's only like an hour and a half north. Come on.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Or 2 hours, actually. It's more like 2 hours.
If you're driving the speed limit.
Which I was. I adhere to the laws of the land.
Oh, speaking of driving the speed limit, it's really hard when you're going to a really far place.
Really?
Yeah, for me.
Because you just want to get there or what?
I hate driving. I hate being in the transition stage from point A to point B. And so yesterday I had to drive to a wedding, which was in the middle of nowhere. Like oh, it's just in Santa Fe. Turn here, turn here, turn here, turn in this neighborhood, turn up there, go up this mountain, and then you lose service.
Really?
All of us in the car, there was 4 of us in the car, all of us lost service. And we
and
didn't
so you're
we
like,
didn't
don't
have,
die.
Yeah.
Don't get lost.
Exactly.
This is the beginning of a really bad horror movie.
I think I saw this movie.
Yeah.
And so we made it, but it was very far.
So that's why I didn't see any photos on Instagram, because nobody could post them.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody had service.
That's incredible.
Like, we all had to wait till we got about 10 minutes down the mountain to have service.
Which, by the way, congratulations to Caleb from the skate park.
Yes.
Yay.
That was the wedding I was at. Married
super
to
fresh.
Brianna.
Yeah. So he'll come in at some point, because he was going to be,
hopefully
not too soon. Yeah. Normally it was Tuesday. That's his day because skate church. I'm thinking he's not going to come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
At least I hope not.
Yeah, definitely. No, they're not.
Okay, good.
He was here a few days ago. We're like, are you getting married?
Yeah, like, go.
Yeah.
But we're dudes. I honestly think right up until the day I was getting married, I was working and
really?
Just, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean?
I was working too on my wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
See, but I feel like that's it, because it's your day. You know what I mean? It was Chrissy's day. I was just stoked to be a part of it. Like, I don't know.
You're like, hey, here's.
No.
What was your one job again?
The cake topper that I totally failed at. My one job was seriously getting the topper for the cake, and I totally blew that and had to just open a Han Solo and a Princess Leia toy, like originals from 1977.
And that's why you cried at your wedding.
And that's why I cried at my wedding. Not because it was the happiest day of my life, because I opened two original Star Wars toys to put on top of my cake.
That's love.
I should have just kept them in the package and stuck them on top.
Gently, you didn't even put them in.
Right? So, like little piece of like
wax paper.
Yeah,
underneath.
Like, don't. Okay, no frosting on the toys, please. Whatever, it was worth it.
Yeah.
So,
you don't even miss them.
Literally my one job. I don't. I really don't. That was my one job, and
you still
everything
have a
else
bunch
totally
of other
hurt.
Toys.
I do. I think I need to have a rummage sale of my own.
You'd be really upset. You'd be upset.
Why?
Because they're going to get them for 50 cents.
Dude.
50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I could never do that.
Yeah. eBay.
Anyways. All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we're going to have stuff to talk about, I promise.
For real, yeah.
Well, I printed out, our dear friend Dexter always sends me wonderful stuff, but we have stuff to talk about this morning. It's Monday.
It is.
You know, back from vacation.
Back from the weekend.
We'll actually start talking about things here soon, when people actually wake up and start caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play a song.
All right. Civil Twilight on the way back. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip High.
Mute Math, Plan B. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. It is Monday.
And it's 6:56 in the morning.
It is. It's quite early.
And we still didn't figure out anything to talk about.
How about we talk about the fact that this board is done for?
You know,
it's lasted 26 years. I think it's time we put her down.
Yeah.
Oh, Bessie.
Is that her name?
I don't know. Never named the board.
Should name it now.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeller.
Yeah. See, those are movies that are reasons why I didn't want a dog to begin with, because I didn't want to become attached to an animal.
And then have it get rabies.
And then it, like, yeah, get rabies and try and kill me. Yes, yeah. That's exactly it. That's what I was going to say. No, yeah. I just, you know, because they don't live forever.
Oh, that's,
you know?
Yeah.
So it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does make me sad, too. I just try not to think about it.
You just love them for the now.
I actually prefer that if my animals are going to die, that it happens while I'm away, like, and they can be buried or whatever while I'm gone. And I don't feel...
That's weird.
Honestly, I don't feel sad. I'm like, oh, well, oh, I have a cat.
Out of sight, out of mind? What is wrong with you?
For me?
Wow.
No, hey.
Dude, I gotta be completely honest. My boys have fish, and I've talked about these fish. They're so durable. They're going to live forever.
Aren't they?
So we left for vacation this weekend. You know what I mean? So we were gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Who's going to feed our fish?
No one. No one fed the fish. So I was like, please, Lord, please.
Maybe this is
please
it.
Please be good. Please, 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 Lord, let them be dead.
Oh my gosh.
No, they're durable.
Yeah, they're not going to die. They can live for a few days.
What are you talking? Nobody told me that. They're little bitty fish. Their stomachs are probably the size of a pinhead.
And they don't need that much food.
But I feel like if they don't eat for days, they should die.
No, you could probably not feed that. It's probably a beta.
Science experiment.
Beta?
No, they're guppies. They're guppies. And then Jack has these big silver things of doom that are, I don't remember what they're called.
Minnows?
No, they're not minnows. They're whatever. I don't remember. But yeah. And they're going to live forever. And I don't want them to live forever because it drives me crazy because I'm the one that has to change out the water in the tank and it's just gross.
That's what
and
happens. You're,
I don't want to do that anymore. I'm tired.
You're the parent. You have to do this.
I'm the parent. What, am I going to kill his fish? I can't do that. Sorry, guys. You know
no,
what?
No, I don't want you to kill the fish. I want you to take care of the fish and stop complaining
okay.
about it.
Stop complaining. Okay. Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
You know, everybody I know that owns a fish
yeah.
is trying to kill their fish. I'm not joking. But they don't want it. They don't. Just
lesson
flush
learned.
It down the toilet.
Well, see, we started with fish. And we're like, okay, the boys are doing pretty good with the fish. Maybe we can go up from there. And we got a puppy. And the boys actually do an incredible job cleaning up the dog poop, taking care of the, like, they do a really good job with the dog.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And so it's been great. But now that the dog's being taken care of, nobody takes care of the fish. And therefore, yeah.
It's bad. Like, literally, I go over to a friend's house, I'll go over to my sister-in-law's house, and they all have a fish, and they have the same stupid fish bowl where it's like, it keeps it pretty much clean for them,
yeah.
and then there's like an inch of water in there. And I'm like, your fish is about to die. And they're like, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
we're
hoping. I can't do that. Because our kids, when it gets to a certain level in the tank, say, hey, the fish need more water. I was going to say a name, but they don't have names. So they're fish.
God.
Do you name fish? I don't know.
We
used to name fish and then they kept dying and dying. And so we didn't name these fish because we didn't want to get attached. And they've lived forever.
Yeah, that's
so
what
like
you
fish
do.
One and fish two will never go away. I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely what you have to do. I learned that one because I would name mine as well. Before I got married, I didn't have any animals. So I just went to the next best thing, and a fish. And
wow.
I named them gone again. And I was like, oh, this.
You know, I'm just going to get a couple of these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're forever fish.
It was over. You know, I do have something that I can talk about, and it does have animals.
Uh-oh.
Animal.
Is it a sad animal story? Because if this animal, like, dies, I'm going to be really mad at you.
No.
Reliant K. Yep. The distance.
Yep.
Static radio. Good morning. Steve Omich.
Was that purpose?
Yep. That's right.
Hey.
Yeah, I feel like I got to do that like the whole time while this song is on.
I love it.
It's almost distracting. We were talking a minute ago about this new survey. Now, let's be fair. This is England. This is where the survey comes from.
What does that mean?
Comes from England.
What
talking
does that
about
mean?
Sports fans. Soccer fans are a little crazier than your average.
They really are.
Than your average fan here in the States.
I saw Green Street Hooligans.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
It's about soccer fans.
Yeah, no idea what you're talking about.
Wow, Elijah.
So here's the thing. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never saw it. Never saw
it's okay.
it. Okay. However, I don't know if England has cops. So I'm just going to use
they have
this music.
Bobbies.
They have bobbies. But do they have... Do they have police, like, reality TV shows?
I hope so.
Well, the cops were called to one of Britain's greatest stately homes as the wedding of a former Newcastle United star, Danny Guthrie, descended into a massive brawl.
Whoa.
Yes. So we're talking about the passions of sports fans, or sports players for that matter. Apparently at the wedding, guests began throwing lobster...
I just read this story.
At each other.
Yep.
In the evening during the reception, and full-blown violence erupted later as the bride, Guthrie's bride, was punched in the face.
Man.
And sent to the hospital.
What a waste of lobster.
Staff at the venue, which apparently was once owned by the brother of King George IV, told the Telegraph that the guests behaved like peasants with money.
Like peasants. Wow. Peasants.
And complained that the revelers at the 25-year-old footballer's £40,000 wedding were more big, fat, gypsy wedding than our usual clientele. Yeah, apparently the first rumblings of trouble began at the wedding breakfast earlier in the evening, during which the lobster Thermidor food fight took place. The violence broke out in a marquee on the grounds of the castle around 2 a.m. The police arrived to break it up about 2:25. But the venue staff apparently had to lock the doors They had to reestablish the calm. The police were called again at 4:50 a.m. when apparently one of the guests kicked a door down to gain re-entry into the area.
4:50 a.m.? Go home!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking.
They told the Telegraph they have not had so much as a phone call or a letter of apology for the disgraceful and upsetting behavior, but everything was dealt with properly here. It was the guests and not the venue in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, this is a footballer.
Yes.
All right.
Football.
Yeah.
He's not
playing right now, actually. He was released by Newcastle at the beginning of the month. He's currently a free agent, but yeah.
So that's why
Danny
he's
Guthrie.
Fighting. He's upset.
He's upset. He doesn't have a job.
Yeah. You know, I'm mostly upset over this story by how expensive that food fight was.
Dude.
That is lobster.
40,000 pounds.
That could have...
It's the cost of the wedding, and yeah.
Could have taken an eye out. Lobster.
You think
not...
they cared? They were so drunk, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Because they were brawling, and it got pretty crazy. But yeah, as we're talking about the passions of sports fans, according to a new survey, in England anyways, which is, you know, according to this story we just told, apparently they're all crazy.
Yes. Oh, wow. Take
yeah,
that one
yeah,
back.
There you go. I will. The average male sports fan says he cried more tears of joy over his team winning a championship than he did over the birth of his first child. 10% of them said seeing their team win a championship was more important than their wedding day, and they claimed it as the most important day of their life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
A little extreme?
A little far? A little far. A little
too
extreme.
Much?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on if people actually think that it's too much.
Yeah, what do you think? 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let's take care of traffic real quick. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
There's actually traffic today.
All right, good.
I'm not happy
Apparently,
about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not happy about this. There's an accident eastbound Osuna at Jefferson and construction southbound Louisiana at Lomas. And this isn't on this paper, but Montgomery is crazy right now.
Really?
Montgomery at Wyoming, it's like down to one lane and just don't.
Horrible and awful
avoid.
And stay away.
Avoid.
All right, that's your look at traffic.
Yes.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. SOPO. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, providing, well, breakfast.
Yeah, my stomach is empty.
And sponsoring our traffic, which is always awesome.
Yes. So. If they're there.
If they're
Ian's
there.
Ian's back.
Ian's.
The
yes.
What is this? What's going on? Is that Chuck?
That's Chuck.
Because
they just put us on hold.
On your own
That's 1071.
Yeah.
KNKT. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Solomon's Porch. This is Josh. How may I help you?
Josh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, you?
You know, can't complain. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, I know. I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Josh, put a face. Yep, I know who this is.
Okay,
He's
cool.
that guy. You're like, who's that in the back? Remember?
Oh, Josh, of course. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
You know, can't complain. Needing a Captain Americano.
Uh-oh.
I'm assuming because you're new, you don't know what a Captain Americano is.
How does it differ from a regular Americano?
Well, it's iced because Captain America was frozen in ice for like 70 years.
Okay.
Except not because he was in World War II and then he was in...
I don't get
so
this
that's
whole
like
comic book
1970.
Thing.
So he was really only frozen for like 30 years or something like that.
But still ice. It's still
so
iced.
He was frozen in ice. Therefore, it's iced.
That makes sense.
You know?
Is there anything else that's special with it? Is it like
it's Cuban style shots?
Yeah.
Cuban style, okay.
Yeah. So
and I just get the same stupid thing every day. Iced
black tea.
Black tea.
Iced black tea.
Unsweetened, please.
Okay.
Do you know what a steamer is?
Steamer, yes.
No, not a steamer, a Steve-ver with a V.
Like Steve the
Steve-ver?
Name?
No, I do not. What is that?
That's a grilled burrito.
Grilled burrito, okay.
Yeah. We'll take two of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a
All
good
right.
day.
Thank you. Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Poor Josh.
I don't know.
No. It's
make
fine.
Sure you guys
He's
go check him out. Nice guys.
We are regulars.
We're regular. We got to tell them the drinks and
yes.
stuff.
You were
I was
nice.
Come
you're,
on, I was easy on him.
Yes, you're very nice for being a regular. I worked at coffee shops.
Well, Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus, providing breakfast for us and possibly for you.
And they promise to know your name.
Yeah. They are also Rock Lunch and Yumminess, and they're wonderful.
And
so.
They're open Wednesday nights at service, too.
Yeah, I love that. They grill burgers before service on
yes.
Wednesday nights here, and they're
it
crazy awesome.
It smells amazing.
Yeah, so.
I just walk past and I'm like, oh, I want
Good
one.
Stuff. Well, we're talking sports, and if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got to take a quick break.
Okay.
We're running way behind. But coming right back, we got some Gungor, we got some Sputnik, along with your comments, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, as always, the phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Yeah, we are. I had to walk over and get our breakfast real quick from Solomon's porch.
It's about to get crazy out there.
It is. It's VBS week, Vacation Bible School week outside.
Ian is back fresh from his honeymoon.
Yay!
And he's thrown right back into this.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Nope, no better. Actually, he was thrown right back into by having to cater for Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, which
was amazing.
I know. I want to talk about this. I missed it. I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I went on vacation and I planned the vacation like forever ago and said,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
did.
Guys.
You
I'm not going to be there.
Probably like 8 months ago.
So, Spoken, how were they?
They were so good.
Yeah.
And such chill dudes, too. Like,
yeah.
They're all so cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad they were there. Like, we had a bunch of people on the panel who were qualified to be up there, to be on the panel, except for me. I'm like, I'm taking the Paula Abdul status. I'm sorry. You look great.
Yeah.
I can't choose. You're all so good.
Man, I'm so bummed I missed it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And Spoken played a great show. And then they actually brought a band that they're touring with.
Oh, cool.
Red Eye Rising played 3 songs.
And were they cool?
Yeah, they were pretty
nice.
Cool. Got their contact information. So when they're coming through.
Okay.
Yeah, so they
so
were
So Spoken played and they were awesome. I hear that Matt... Paramore. Song called Monster. Static Radio, good morning.
8:14 a.m.
That's right. Steve-O and Mitch on your Monday. In fact, we're 45 minutes away from cover to cover.
Which I haven't looked at all.
Whoops. Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to get in a suggestion for what album you want to hear in its entirety. We got a few suggestions this morning.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Ooh, Josh Garrel, some Reliant K.
I'm okay with that.
Some Pilar. Some For Today. Ooh, For Today would be pretty brutal. Josh Garrel's, man, I haven't heard that whole record, but I know he released that for free on his website.
Did
and
he?
Everything that we've played from him so far has been absolutely amazing.
So maybe we should do that.
I don't know.
Hmm.
We could all listen to it together.
For the first time, it'll be an experience.
Yeah, I don't know how much that works.
I don't think so either. I don't know.
Possibly. I don't know.
Possibly not. We should probably listen to it beforehand.
So, you're married.
Thank you. Yes, not to you.
Let's no, make,
once
that's
again,
funny.
Making this
yeah,
clear.
Exactly, right? Now, we're partners on a show.
That's it.
However, Kelly, your husband.
My husband.
How did he propose? Was it awesome? Was it like super amazing?
We were actually just talking about this last night.
Really?
Because he had a bunch of plans on what he was going to take me to the academy. We're going to go on a bike ride, which is, I'm really happy it didn't happen because I'm not good at riding bikes. That would have been more awkward. He had this whole thing set up. There were speakers set up and he was going to play this song for me. And we went out. I met a friend to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to we call each other our AP partners, accountability partners. So that's it was AP friends.
Yeah.
And so we were having that meeting and I was just complaining the whole time and it was really bad. Of course the girl tries to ruin it without even knowing she's ruining it. So that's what happened for me.
Right.
And Kelly calls and he says, "Hey, I think I left my wallet in your car. Can you check?" And I'm like, "Ugh, shouldn't you be at work?"
Wow.
And he's like, I really need it. It has this card in it, and I need it. And I was like, okay. So I go out and check, and I'm looking in my car, and I get out of my car, and he's there. I'm like, "And you're late for work. What are you doing?"
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, no, I called in and got my shift covered. Let's go to dinner." And I was like, "I'm actually at dinner with Becca right now, and that's weird."
So you're totally just...
dissing on him. Like, I'm like, no, I have plans. What are you doing right now? And then there was this sunset, and it really was. I will give him credit. I guess I can't give him credit. I will give God credit. That was the most amazing sunset I've ever seen. It's nighttime. We're eating at the Stars That Fly, and it was beautiful. So he dropped every plan he had, got the ring right there, and proposed to me right there.
Wow.
Because this sunset.
It was the moment. He knew.
It was the moment.
Okay.
He also dropped the ring, which is apparently good luck.
Really?
He dropped the ring.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's up, Matthew?
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, did you get my message, Steve-O?
I did not.
He actually just got in.
I just got in. I was in Denver.
Oh, man. I left you a message with Friday's Word of Wisdom, man.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on your voicemail.
Sweet.
You guys want this day's Word of Wisdom?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Okay, instead of fighting things in life, start lighting things in life.
Okay.
Wow.
Instead of fighting things in life.
So did you enjoy Denver, Steve-O?
I loved it, man. It was amazing.
Man, over there they have the Denver Broncos football team. That's my favorite team.
We actually toured Invesco Field, or whatever it's called now, Sports Authority Field. Took a tour.
I did the same tour there. My dad works for Tri-State, the electrical company down there.
Okay.
And I'm going to do training, I guess, in the corporate office down there, so we had some time.
Right on. Well, thanks for the call, Matthew.
Okay, bye, Steve.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, so instead of fighting things in your life...
That is so deep that I don't understand it.
Lighting things in your life.
Do you get it? Because it's so
maybe
deep that
illuminating, lighting things, like finding the positive.
So instead of fighting something that's really bad, reveal it to all of the world why it's so bad.
What?
Lighting things instead of fighting and just being
no
vengeance.
No.
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 I don't get it.
Instead of fighting, instead of getting angry and fighting,
look at the bright side.
Look at the bright side. Lighting.
That's what
bright
it is.
Lighting.
Bright.
Look at the bright side.
Light. Got it. Thank you.
Speaking of illuminating and bright sides, here's a bright side. A guy proposed this last week, and him and his now fiance aren't dead.
Oh, good.
Yeah?
That's the way you want to end
that?
It. That's the way you want to end that one.
See, next time you think about, Kelly dropped all of his proposal plans, and he just did it at Flying Star, and you know.
No, it was good. He was spur of the moment.
There you go. Well, this last week, a guy in Indiana took his girlfriend up in a hot air balloon and decided, oh yeah, hot air balloon, this is the moment. Dropped down to a knee and proposed, and she said, yes! Oh, yes, I love it so much! Well, the pilot thought, this is great, this is fantastic, and I'm going to start landing the balloon now because it's amazing. But just before they touched down, he ran into some power lines.
Oh, gosh, and they all got electrocuted.
In fact, he was electrocuted.
Oh, no, it's true!
Yeah. The pilot was electrocuted, which caused him to fly back. He fell on the woman, who then was also electrocuted. Yeah. Right after her proposal.
I can't talk.
Fortunately, both of them survived. They were treated for mild burns. But yeah, so it worked out. Maybe not exactly how they expected it to go.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
So that was definitely an illuminating experience.
They saw fireworks. They were so happy.
So instead of fighting... He was lighting up the night sky. I have no idea what the word of wisdom meant. I got to be honest. I'm going to Google it. I'm pretty sure
it
meant.
I think he made it up. I think he made it up.
Good on Matthew.
I think that was his wisdom shining through.
Good kid right there.
You just don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Little Solomon.
Do you know what I do get?
Huh.
40 minutes away now from cover to cover.
And we still haven't chosen
anything. Yeah, we haven't chosen anything. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, an hour's worth of awesomeness, basically. What album do you want to hear in its entirety, front to back, cover to cover? We'll do that about 40 minutes. Suggestions in right now. It's Steve-O and Mitch right now, The Lighthouse and the Whaler, Static Radio. Good morning.
I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
Pilots, House of Gold. Good morning.
And it's still morning.
Yeah.
But it's flying by.
Yeah, 8:30 now.
We have 30 minutes till cover to cover.
Steve-O and Mitch with you on your Monday and cover to cover coming up half an hour.
I don't know what I did.
That's okay. You just hit that. It'll take you back. Happily back from vacation. It was a good 4 days or so, 3 days or so.
Yeah, you had a very productive, you also fixed your car.
I did. Yeah, dude, it was a crazy vacation. Got to take my kids to out of town, Denver. Me and the fam, the Jeter family.
The Jeter fam.
Went and saw some Angels baseball. Met our favorite baseball player in the universe. I'm not kidding, man. I was really, really amped on that. That doesn't happen every day.
And you know what you else you talked about last week before you left?
Huh?
How you were going to see... The baby?
The baby.
Your baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our baby. I'm like, the baby.
Once again.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Dudes aren't as keen up on details and whatnot. It's...
That's hard for me to adjust to.
I'm sorry.
It's so difficult for
me. I'm a dude.
I know. Obviously, you guys are doing the...
Yeah. I'm telling you, I could be out with some... Or run into a friend or see somebody and... Oh, cool. How are they?
They're fine.
What are they doing now? Where do they work? Do they, you know, how's so-and-so? What's going on? Chrissy asks me 17 questions in 8 seconds about that person's life. And I'm like, I don't know. You didn't ask? You didn't ask, like, what they're doing now or where they're, or how they're, or what they're, where's the, what's the, who's the, no.
That you need to ask that stuff. No. We need to know. Otherwise, it looks like we know nothing about them.
What? No, it doesn't. I know all of the least important things. I could have like a half an hour conversation with Heitzig. You know, me and Nate like hang out, talk baseball for half an hour. And it's like, how's Nate? Good.
You know about each other.
You guys just spent like an hour hanging out. I mean, how's the baby?
You just talked about World of Warcraft for four hours.
What? How's Janae? They just had a baby. She's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. However, Albert Pujols, we're talking about baseball and Angels and da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I don't know. We don't talk about stuff like that. That's what girls do.
We don't talk about things that matter.
Yes, we do, because that's what matters to guys, apparently.
World of Warcraft and baseball.
Well, when you say it like that, Mitch, I don't know. I'm telling you, maybe it's just different.
Are you going to talk about your Thursday?
Our baby appointment. Yeah. Yeah. Having a boy.
Apparently, y'all didn't pray
having
enough.
Having a boy.
Hey. I'm excited. I was just going to name him myself because you're not going to tell anyone the name.
Nope. So, that's because I don't have one. Aww. Because it was supposed to be a girl.
Oh, really? It was supposed to be a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. So, honestly, I was like, here's what happens. So we're in there, and they're like, you know, doing the whole like stomach jabbing my wife with this crazy thing on her tummy. Tell me if this hurts.
Because
they're like pushing down. I don't know. It looks painful. I'm like, dude.
You're gonna hurt the baby.
Hitting my wife in the stomach. Hey, baby's not waking up. Baby's asleep. Hey, move, move. Like trying to get the baby to move. Baby's legs are crossed. You guys want to know what it is? Yeah? Okay, how's that? Tell me when it hurts as I'm jabbing your stomach. I'm like, dude, I have a child in there, much less the fact that you're hitting my wife. I was like getting mad. I was getting so mad. So I'm just like, okay, don't yell. Don't scream. Don't cuss at this lady.
I just imagine your eyebrows
help me. I was getting so mad. I'm serious.
I just imagine your eyes like being wide open.
Yeah, dude, for real. So I was like, okay. And Jack and Luke are in there like hanging out like, what is happening?
Hitting my mommy?
Yeah, dude. So finally, you know, they feel like they've seen enough to determine, you know, and so then they start going around and showing. And yeah, and we've been praying for a long time. Like, I want a girl. I really want a girl. We have two boys, and they're amazing. Lee and Sane, you know, it's crazy because it's boys and testosterone and, let's turn the couch into a castle and then blow it up. You know, and so our house is amazing, Lee and Sane. I love every second of it, but at the same time, you know, I want a little girl to break my heart and, you know, do little girl things and maybe confused and be like, what?
Spend,
I don't understand
spend
what that
all
means.
Your money. And-
right, exactly. And the more I thought about it, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
But so she, you know, they tell us and it's like, oh no, it's definitely a boy. See that?
He's like, wait, are you sure?
That's- yeah. That's not like umbilical cord. No, that's not umbilical. That's that's boy. That's called boy. Okay. So yeah, boy. Having a boy.
And what was your reaction?
I was this. Immediately it was like, and it got silent in the room, like super silent. And Jack goes, another one?
Yeah, you were the first.
Boys times three. So yeah, having another boy. And it was interesting. And the cool thing is how God works, man. I'll be completely like open and honest here, because I was... And I was praying for a girl. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I want a girl. And so, but I also remember this feeling when I was praying for a girl when we were pregnant with Luke. And I wanted a girl. I wanted a girl. And they're like, it's a girl. And I remember we're walking out to the parking lot and I was just like.
They said it was a girl?
They said it was a boy. And I was like, okay. And I remember walking to the parking lot just devastated. I seriously was. I was upset. And I called my brother. You know, first person I called is my brother. And he was like, awesome. Dude, are you kidding me? You know how much fun we had growing up? You're my best friend. And I'm like, you're right. Brothers for life. And so then I was stoked all over. You know what I mean? And then Luke showed up. And I can't imagine my life without my son. You know what I mean? Our second one. And so honestly, what happened is she said, it's a boy. And I was upset for about 18 seconds. And I looked over and I saw Luke and I'm like, hey, buddy, come here. And Luke came and sat in my lap and I just gripped him and held on to him and was like, I'm so thankful for my children. And it doesn't matter, because if that's what God had planned, then that's what God had planned. And we'll roll with this.
And like so, I said off air, you get to adopt a girl.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We don't have enough room, man.
Yes, you
will. Are you kidding me? We'll have enough room when the boys build a big enough fort for them to live in.
There's always room.
You sound like my mom. It's okay. We'll just build on. We'll just stay out of... No. No.
My name is Michelle, and I sometimes wish I was Michelle Duggard.
What?
I want like 30 kids.
Absolutely not.
And
that's insane.
But I don't want
a family.
I don't want to have 30 kids. I want to foster and adopt.
That's like a football team. Like that's
I
a football
that.
Team. You have a football team.
I don't know how Kelly feels about the number 30. So I don't think we'll ever get there.
Yeah. Well, you never know, because we thought two was perfect. You know, two. That's perfect. That's it.
But then,
and then I was like, no, tug. You know what?
Okay.
So you never know. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque. Like,
sup, man?
In.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's about this thing. Well, when my sister, I was like real little, was like around 5, and I was born in 99. She was born in 2001. It's like, sleeping on my grandma's, it was my parents were at the hospital. My mom gave birth on September 8th to my sister. I didn't know what to think, but now we fight. Fight in the car. We don't get along.
I'm sorry.
Me and my sister just don't get along. It's just hard getting along.
So are you saying it's a good thing that this is a boy?
Well, you know, as a boy thing, Mitch, that boys rule. You know what I mean, Steve-O?
Huh? You know what I mean?
I miss you guys so much on Friday. I missed you guys.
Oh, dude.
Sorry.
I was at a tournament. I was calling. I left a message with your Steve-O's voicemail.
I know.
Thanks for calling, Matthew.
Okay, bye, Steve-O.
All right, man.
Bye. He'll call in tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, he will.
He just promised that.
A few times. So, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm happy that you are having a...
healthy child?
Healthy child.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a boy, and I'm going to name him, so... I'll call him whatever I want.
The boys immediately, that was what drove me nuts. Finally, after about 2 hours, because we did that, and then we ended up jumping on the road for Denver, and I'll tell you what. For the next, like, 7 hours, it was like, what about Wolverine? Wolverine's a good name.
Wolverine.
What about Cyclops or Magneto? What about Superman? We could name him Green Lantern Jeter. And it was just like 2 hours of that. And I'm like, okay, enough. Nobody's naming the baby right now. We have months to pray about this and talk about this, okay?
You get all serious. They're like, oh, but we're just...
Okay.
It can't be Spider-Man.
It can't... Dude. Well, it was, what about Peter Parker Jeter? What about Bruce Wayne Jeter? Those were the names I was getting. Because I'm like, no more superhero names. Okay, well, what about Peter? Yeah, Peter's a good name. Peter Parker Jeter, huh? I'm like, oh, man. And they just kept going and going going.
Just tell them you're going to name him Steven.
My nephew, yeah. That's what Steven said, actually.
Say Steven.
I texted him immediately, and he was like, oh, I'm happy. Little Stevie.
Oh,
I'm
but
like,
now you can really marry off. His daughter, your son?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
No. I'm not I'm marrying off my unborn child already. What is wrong with you?
That's the way it should work.
No, it is not. Wow.
Now that I'm an adult and I know the way, that's the way it should work. You marry off your unborn child.
Incredible. Wow.
That's the way it should work.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. So, yep. Little Peter Parker Jeter, and never going to happen. My favorite was super original. My nephew Corey said we should name it Cheater Cheater Pumpkin Jeter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a crappy
I'm
first name.
Thinking not. Yeah.
Cheater Cheater. CC.
CC Pumpkin Jeter. Yeah, I'm thinking no. I'm thinking no on that
Peter
one.
Peter Parker Jeter, PPJ.
PPJ?
No.
Thinking probably not on that one. But again, thank you, because we're going to be talking about baby names for the next 5 months now.
I'm
it drives
sorry.
Me crazy. I'm like, because I had the name. I had the name.
I know, but you can't say it just in case you have the opportunity. You can't say it out loud.
Okay.
Just in case. Well, what if somebody's like, it is a really cool name?
I know.
Well, it's not like, I guess you're stealing it as well.
Am I?
From your favorite.
Favorite what? What, Mitch?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Mitch?
Isn't it? You said it was like a favorite character or something.
It's not a favorite character.
Well, if it's from something, it's a character. It's not real life.
You can't get mad at me for wanting to name my children after like comic book characters. Because it's never happened, ever. Luke Skywalker. You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. I'm kind of a fan, and it's totally cool and acceptable. Okay. It's kind of a good movie. All I know is little Kenobi Jeter is going to be stoked. Little Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Come
I'm
on.
Just going to call him Juan.
Juan. Obi-Wan.
Juan.
Huh?
Obi-Wan.
Well, his name will be Obi and then Juan.
J-U-A-N.
Yeah.
Juan.
Obi-Wan Jeter. I love it. That's the best. I think I just found the name. I love it.
Oh, be quiet.
Be quiet. Be quiet, Juan.
Be quiet, Juan.
Yeah, there we go. We've got it figured out. No more baby names. I don't need them. We're good.
Don't even worry about it.
We're good to go. Cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock. Get your suggestions in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll be right back. City. Yeah, okay. Last time.
Alligator Sky.
Yeah, no clue what it means.
I don't get it. They have so many things.
So artsy.
Like, I don't know. I feel like they're just constant daydreamers.
What?
Maybe there's always daydreaming.
Owl City?
Yeah.
Oh, alligators.
Alligator skies and fireflies and...
Yeah, I don't
know. They're just big dreamers.
And by they, you mean he, because it's one dude, really.
I didn't even know that.
Really? Really? Adam Jones, I believe is his name. Really nice dude.
You met him?
Just one guy. Never. No.
He's a really nice
guy. No, interview.
Oh, okay.
You know, type thing.
Sounds like a real nice guy.
Hilarious guy.
I remember the first time I heard them, I was like, this is like Relying K and Death Cab.
That's exactly what I said.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
That's exactly what it sounds
that's
like.
That's the first thing that I said when I was like, this is, wow.
But I guess that's not a bad thing to say.
No,
you know what I mean?
Was,
you're
I
like,
just...
this kind of sounds like U2 and Coldplay. Oh, those are
what?
Two incredible bands.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're going to rip somebody off, might as well go for broke.
Right, but didn't they both kind of collaborate and help him out?
Yeah, actually.
So that's why I looked it up. I'm like, oh,
Thiessen,
I'm right.
Matt Thiessen produced his record.
And
actually.
Ben Gibbard was also a big part of helping him out.
So, yeah, there it is.
There we go.
Who's Ben Gibbard again?
Death Cab. Hey! I am mad at Zoe. I am so mad at her.
I know. You are a fangirl.
No.
It's hilarious.
I just love his music. Hey.
That's okay.
I'm mad at Zoe. I am so angry at her.
I love how you take it personally as if you have like any part of their life, you know.
They got married the same day as us.
No way.
Yes.
Hey, that means absolutely nothing. Awesome.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're done.
Yeah. Yeah. For those that have no idea what my angry co-host is talking about, Zoe Deschanel.
New girl.
Yeah, a new girl in TV and movies and stuff. She was married to Ben, the lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie, who we play here on Culture Shock, and also the Postal Service. And
They didn't make it. And she surprisingly left him when she got big. Oh, I'm so angry at her.
You don't know. You can't get mad at her.
I'm mad.
You don't know.
I'm mad. They were a great couple because they didn't look like they were
together. They were a great couple because he was quirky and weird and the lead singer of a band, and she's just quirky and weird. So it was perfect. It was meant to be. And that's the problem with society.
She is beautiful.
This could be a great relationship. We're both weird and quirky. Let's go for this.
Yes.
That's not the basis for a marriage.
I hate to
break it to you.
I know. I just really liked it.
Just saying. I especially like celebrity couples because, sadly, I think in this day and age, our culture, we don't take them seriously. Like, they're real people who have real issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, that didn't work out. Oh, they shouldn't be together. That worked out. Well, that's, of course.
You know who I didn't realize wasn't married until recently when they got engaged? Brangelina.
Oh, you had no idea they weren't married?
I didn't even know. I just assumed they were.
Yeah.
Bad assumption on my part.
I thought you were going to say Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. For the whole Islands in the Stream. Like,
I didn't know. I don't know who.
They should have been married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you know who that is?
I kind of do. I know Dolly Parton. I don't know any of her music.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah. I don't
know. Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Nowhere to hold him.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. I like chicken.
I know that.
Well, he owns like a chicken place, I thought. Doesn't Kenny Rogers have like chicken stands
chicken.
Or something like that?
Oh.
Yeah. He sings country music, has a crazy white beard, and likes chicken.
The colonel.
I think he's not the colonel. You're right. The way I just described him,
he's the colonel.
But he's not the colonel. He's another crazy white dude with big old white beard and
that
white hair.
Chicken.
That likes chicken.
Oh, man. I am excited to see pictures for Battle of the Bands. You just wait.
Tell me about this. If you're just joining us this morning, Battle of the Bands was Friday, and it was insane.
Yeah, Willie Nelson was there.
What?
Or someone who looks like Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson was there?
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Okay, so we're doing our thing judging, and this dude comes at, like, replica of Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Replica. He comes up in a wheelchair, and it's like power steering.
Right.
And he's not very good at driving it.
Okay.
And he just like crashes into things and people and stuff like that. And then he just comes and stares at us while we're judging. And I'm thinking, oh no, this guy's like grandparent of this person in the band or something.
Yeah.
And like, then he goes and sits next to Matt.
Uh-huh.
And he just sits there and he's sitting there, and I look over, and he's just doing this, like, at the bands with him, just like, look, his hand on his chin, like,
just staring at
just
the band.
Staring at the band while Matt's, like, talking to them, and everyone else is cracking up, laughing, like, trying not to freak out.
Who was he?
Nobody knows.
He just rolled on out and was like, on the road again. That was Willie Nelson's song. That was
that. Yeah. Okay. He was just driving past, driving past the Lobo Theater.
That's
he was
it.
Like, what's this?
And pulled in.
Paid $5 and went in.
No way.
And yeah.
Well, we thank him for his patronage.
Yeah. But this is, so it got a little intense. Like, apparently he's just stuck around the rest of the time.
Did he have a guitar with him or anything?
No, I wish.
Just looked like Willie Nelson in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and he was told that. He's like, man, I get told that at least once a day.
I wonder if it was Willie Nelson and he was just messing with people.
I really hope it was.
I want to see photos now.
Oh, you just wait. I'm really hoping that there's a picture of him.
Okay,
but
good.
We had to go up and tally the votes afterwards. So us DJs are just upstairs counting everything when we look out and Willie Nelson is on his crutches getting on the stage as Spoken is playing.
Way.
Yes. On the stage, and we're like, oh, but like, he's not.
Where was security in all of this?
Good
Good question.
Good question. Yeah. Dave Martinez then went up and
took care of the situation and said, he is Willie.
Yeah, he is full of grace, that guy. Yeah. Because he was so nice to him and he's so understanding. But he, it was just a really funny situation. But the thing is, I thought we all were like, well, he couldn't get on stage really fast. So maybe they let him on stage because people would have stopped him beforehand.
Right. You would think.
But like he like walks to the center of the stage on his crutches because doesn't have this part of his leg.
Right. This story is odder and odder
so
by the second.
He gets out to the middle of the stage and Matt is just like, this is my friend, and says his name. And then Dave comes on stage and he's like, come on. And like Willie Nelson is like, no, I'll stay here. It was so funny. We're watching from like the green room. Man. High all the way up. We're like, we can't go down there. We're like, oh my gosh. Adrian's texting Dave. What's going on? Yeah. What's going on?
Wow.
But he wasn't there causing any problems or anything.
He wasn't causing any problems.
He was super
nice. Was on the stage.
Okay.
Not acceptable.
He was a very gentle spirit. Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable. I missed possibly the coolest Battle of the Bands in the universe.
Yeah. If you missed Battle of the Bands...
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
Battle of the Bands Dose. We're going to have to get that in the works because I'm telling you, incredible local talent here. In fact, if you're a local artist and you'd like to get some Static Radio airplay, check it out, man. Submit your stuff. You can do so by going to mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rule section. And submit your music.
Yes.
If it's good, we'll play it.
Yeah,
if it's not, we'll still play it on New Music Tuesday and then hope you have thick skin.
Well, we play good stuff too.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of great submissions. Yeah. So, and then we get some other stuff too. But we'll take anything and everything because then we let the listener decide.
Then we play some other stuff, meaning the not good stuff.
Yeah. Just trying to be kind of nice. So.
Yeah. No,
anyways,
I always like hearing local music. I really enjoyed this event because it was locals.
Right.
And I
see, that
like
was
to
great.
See, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're trying to, you know, rock the local love.
Local love.
Stuff.
Double L. Forever.
Wow. All right.
It's 8:57.
Got to take a quick break, and then coming right back, we'll play some Civil Wars for you and get to our cover to cover this morning by suggestion, actually, from Facebook. We got a really, really good one. We'll let you know what it is right after this.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe.
Yeah.
This is not what we're playing for cover
this
to cover.
This is not what we're playing for cover to cover. You're right. That was just some MJ right there for about 7 seconds. The Civil Wars before that with Barton Hollow. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve and Mitch.
That song actually kind of freaks me out now because there's just been too many zombie attacks lately.
Yeah. It's been kind of scary.
And that's all I'm seeing in the news. Two more in Florida and in Louisiana. Aww. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. So what you need is some nice chill music to calm your spirits,
please,
right?
Yes.
Okay. We got a suggestion on Facebook, actually, for this one today. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And cover to cover, we do it every single week.
Monday.
Yeah, every single Monday at 9 a.m. We give you a record to just enjoy over and over and over, or at least front to back.
And
side
I have to say, this is like the album I have on repeat right now.
Yeah. Beth Haynes on Facebook said, Micah talks. In fact, he was just here last Friday or two Fridays ago now for our big birthday bash. And I agree. One of my favorite records I've heard in a long time.
And it doesn't help that the cover of the CD, makes me like, it's heartwarming. Because he's looking at his wife.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So Micah talks.
Yeah.
Play a few songs by him.
Yeah.
We play What It's So Lonely and Please, or Lovely. So lovely and please.
Parable. We play Restless Soul. Love this dude. So why not? As requested by Beth Haynes on Facebook, we figure let's do some Micah Talks this morning. Nice chill Monday, you know, just enjoy your summer morning. VBS is starting today and just, you know,
for all my friends who are like, I just don't like hard music in the morning. This is it.
There you go. This is your moment to enjoy. Micah Talks, the album is Interesting Music for Boring People. It's your cover to cover today. Steve-O and Mitch signing off at least for the next hour or so.
I do.
We'll be back. It's Micah, Static Radio. Micah Talks,
Hopefully he doesn't say any more words.
Interesting music for boring people is the record.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
Absolutely incredible. Cover to cover. Great suggestion from Beth on our Facebook page. We do it every single Monday. Cover to cover. In fact, if you would like to get your suggestions in, hit us up. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And as I said, every single week, we'll bring you another tasty, tasty record to get you going on your Monday work day. Because let's be honest, Mondays are not my favorite day of the week.
No, definitely a little out of it.
However, I'm excited to be back. Woo! I'll tell you what. I'm excited to be home from vacation. And it's going to be a good week.
Back in the land of enchantment.
Yeah, tomorrow, Billiam in for New Music Tuesday and a lot of yummy, wonderful jams and or terrible, awful local stuff.
We're not sure what he's got planned for us.
Yeah, but good stuff nonetheless. Speaking of good stuff, POD on the way back. Yes. I got a new record. In fact, I got a couple new tracks, not just this one. So I was talking to my dear friend Ramsey this weekend about said band. I'm excited for their new record. It's going to be incredible. So we'll play that one on the way back. I think we're done.
I think this is it.
Yay.
Goodbye.
Until tomorrow, anyways.
Until tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Yay.
So if you want to get up
maybe
with
you
us.
Should set your alarm so you can actually take a shower.
I did set my alarm.
Put on some makeup.
Whoa.
Do your hair.
I didn't do my hair, that's for sure. I did set my alarm.
You're on a webcam now, I'm just saying.
I forgot to take my phone off of silent when I was in Les Mis this weekend. So I haven't heard anything on my phone.
See, and I can't have my phone on. Ringtones drive me crazy, so it's always on silent.
The vibrate. I took the vibrate off because if someone calls,
okay.
It's like, I'm digging through my purse during the show, and it's lame, so.
All right. Well, we're out.
Set an alarm tomorrow.
We're done. We'll see you guys bright and early.
Yes, bright and early tomorrow morning.
Sweet. Have a great day, everybody.
Peace.